business. That's the why. But then there has to usually a Tekones Chachomim has a reason in the how to. I mean, Bishlam know that Tekones, so we see how it's effective. But let's see Daladamis. So we can understand it makes sense to the average person. I mean Daladamis is scary, because after all, Daladamis, that's within his reach, Daladamis. So it's came. So there is a reason it makes sense. The how makes sense to the average person. But I mean it doesn't even, the average person wouldn't even make sense to him. So it is an exception, because the tzirach was so great that the Chachamim decided to be mizakei, even though it has no reason in the how. But usually, itakones Chachamim, besides the reason of the why, it has a reason as to the how. So Rishayim say, Teisa says that in Gittin and Rosh, all the Rishayim, in order that itakones Chachamim should not look kichuche vitul. In other words, it should make sense to the average layman who is not alone. So Mele, this is why the Taz mentions. We raise a question. So he says, Elohim Pius Shalim Vanenu Bazei Shlora Teva Lixia. Avuchush Gavved, Oreo Yarush Mecha. Mashayin Ken Nirmu Shemnaid. Vinatal Yal Bazei Shal Kebodu Bidobo. So, we will also admit it. Why do they have to resort to that time? Because there is a hekagot. Even if there hadn't been a hekagot. Well, in the case of Pirshu Miktoson, so midraisi, it's only effective, it's adin, it's the chachomim ageizim. But in the case of Pirshu Kulo, so midraisi, it's a biru, so the chachomim are not geizim. It's only in the Chachomim Ageizer. So, but there is an Indian that the Chachomim always look for a time that it should make sense to the average person, in order that the Kodesh Chachomim should not look Yechuche Ritule. So, mainly a person, when people will hear that if it's Pirshu Miktoson, so then it's not all right. If it's Pirshu Kulo, it is all right. Now, the average person is not a London and he doesn't know the difference, because this kind of pirish in the rice and that kind of pirish, he doesn't know anything. So it might look, what is it? Here the Chachomim are matir, manipulating a pirish, and here they're not matir. So in order that the Takonis Chachomim should not look, So the Taz says, no, there is a reason. It can even be explained from the point of view of the average person, because it will not look yechuchet lule, because it will make sense to the average person, even the average person who is not alone. Why? Because when he manipulates a pirish kulon, so there is a hekagod. Everybody knows that this is not the ordinary case. Mashenke, when manipulate the Pirish Miktoso, many people will not even notice it, that it was manipulated and it's Polish made of. They'll think that it's Lokab Yodai. So the real reason as to why the Chachomim were misake in the case of Pirish Miktoson, and not in the case of Pirish Kulon, because in case of Pirish Miktoson, so then, it's not a bill. Much in the case of Pirish Kulon, so Midraise, it is a bill. All right. Now, let's start the Shachas. Bimine, Sif Aleph, in the Shachas. Kol Asif, Ulosh Naram, Grish Perik, Tezayim, Lechmachos Asuk, וכן כוסף ואיסה והתר, פעול חובי דין וצי, דידף כבמיני, אבל הרב מתירס חטוס פעולמם דנבוב, היסי כמיס והתר בזה, ופוסר דף, ושלוי מביני איסה בכל שם, וכן פוסר בהגוי סדיר, סינים כופעו, וצורכית לא מולו הגיע כאן כלום, הדיברי המחבר. So, the question is, the מחבר, solution is, דובר חושב איזה במיני בכל שם. Thus implying that only דובר חושב, when do we say that דובר חושב is not bottle, that's only במיני. Whose shita is that? That happens to be the shita of the Isaveta, but the Isaveta is the shita siyot. Most poskim, they say that the distinction between minei shaloi b'minei is only ligabei dovashi ish matiri, but ligabei the other things that are not total, so there is no difference between minei, min b'minei, min shaloi b'minei. So the question is, how is it that the Mechaber here said, Dova Choshuv Iser B'minei B'chol Tshuv? Avla Rabbi Teres Chatos Yisik Al Yisav Etam Zeh. Upasav Shal Mini Yisav B'chol Tshuv. V'chein Kosav Ba'al Kois Lil Simen Kufalev. Seif Sivov. So in other words, that is the Yisav Etam, but the Rosh Narambam is like that. So some say that it's Lav Davki in the Rambam. But anyway, so the Mechaber assumed that it's Davke Rosh Narambam. So the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, that only by Min B'minei Dovah Choshev is not bot, but Min Shaloi B'minei it is bot. But the Ramo in Simen Kofal Kofalev. So he said, he spelled it out, that as far as Dovah Choshev, Tichoru Eli Ischavit is concerned, or any other Dovah Choshev, so is concerned. So then, even Shaloi B'minei it's not bot. So why didn't he mention this comment here too? V'tzorchin lo meligi akam kum adi varamdi v'nirali disfir le arambam v'mchaber l'inokto minei elu mishkachas lo shim minei. So the answer is all the other post machilik adi sarayta. So it doesn't mean that the intention of the achilik adi shibizaram. They say, when the Rambam said, minei it's lavdach. So Mimele, the Mechaber also used that lotion, but he doesn't mean davki. So that the Ramu had no reason to be masik al Mechaber. The Sviru in the Rambam Mechaber not to mean the Mishkarash Shlodi Mini. The Hoyehei Mikaro Yitza. So in other words, why is it lavdach? Yes, so why does he mention Minei? Because many times, if it's Min Shaloi B'minei, so the Mare is also different. Even though, it doesn't depend on Pedin upon the Mare, it depends on Pedin upon the Tam. So many times it could have the same Mare, and the Tam is different, so it's Min Shaloi B'minei. But that is not usual. So usually, if it's Min Shaloi B'minei, and the timing are different, so then the Mare is also different. If the Mare is different, so Bishleim, by Lav B'lach, we can understand the Tavolis. But Yovish B'Yovish means the Yisar is Eimid B'fnei Atzmei, and the Heter is Eimid B'Atzmei. But we are mixed up. So if it's the same Mare, we can be mixed up. But if it's different Mares, and usually it's different Mares, how can we be mixed up? So it's not likely to have it Arubis of Yovish B'Yovish of Min Shalom B'Minei, where the Yisar and the Heter, each one is Eimid B'Fnei Atzmei. So that's why he mentions Min B'Minei. Min B'Minei, so the Mares are also the same, Mashiach Min Shalom B'Minei. So usually the Mares are different. If the Mares are different, so mainly it's not likely that there will be a Arubis of Yovish B'Yovish. That's it. אבל משכח אז לא שולי במיני, לא ניקר איסה, ונמשך החעתו, שכוס לדו ביום שולי במיני, הניקי שנפחח לכתיחס דאקס, אם כן דו חושב שנפחח לכתיחס דאקס, ומשכח אז לא שולי במיני, ובתרס חטוס, ובאגו יש שם בקוס על אפילו שולי במיני בוטל, לא ינקת להם של בעי, why does it have to mention? Because it is, אין לך נעמד, גם דו חושב, it's highly unlikely to have a תרובס of יומש ביובי שדו חושב, and we should not be maki. So, but there he mentions it because of Beri. Beri, it's possible. So it is an account of the miniature character of the Beri. So it's possible not to be maki. מונטש דיבר, ידעת אותי שהוא הקטענו עם אתם וזנדו עוד לסרב, ומקום בו כמאפשרוי במיני איסר, ברחוש ובכל שום, ומשכחס לו שפה ניסר של מיני, ומשכספתי בסימן קופטס. So there are situations where we cannot be marked. All right. בכל שום, כלי מהר אפילו בכמה אלוף, אין לי בודי, ודע, דייסה בשעס, you see, so what is the שחסה? The Loshna Gemara is a filibel of the bottle. So you shouldn't think a filibel of the bottle, but if it's more than Elef, not. So of course, it doesn't make a difference. Elef or 10,000. The filibel of the bottle, 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 the filibel of the bottle, 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 די מוח די מוטל מוח מיב די חובם חוץ מיט מייסה שמע דא רוצ איב די דובר האני סארי פור זאס אבער נוי סו סאמטינג וואס אבער נוי קראט זאל די טו גוי ביקוז יבער נוי סו דא ויז א שיט דאט דאט ווען יו סעל טו א גוי נאו יו האב לטס א 1000 אייטמס אב האט דן וואן אייטם אב ויזה. So now let's say that each item, let's say, is worth a dollar. So altogether, what should be the price of the 1,001 items, one of which is Iser, $1,001. So if you sell it, so there is a shite that where something is also banoye, something also banoye, one item. That is also banoye, was nisari with 1,000 items. That amuta banoye, so you are allowed lechatchile to sell it to a goy, and instead of taking $1,001, you'll take just $1,000. So then you don't have banoye from that item of visa, because for one item of visa, you don't get paid. True, you don't know which one it is, but the point is, you don't derive any extra benefit from that item. So there is a shit. So the mutal mochel in Yichon mochus b'diyis ha-shebet. Im hu b'im yeh. So where is it mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch mentions it only l'gabi yayin nesach. Only l'gabi yayin nesach. But not l'gabi shor yisurim. But there is a shit that it applies to shor yisurim as well. Im hu b'im yeh shim mochi shim yichovim yim kerem ha-hakim l'yisroel. Because if there is a possibility that the goy will sell it to the Jew, so then mitzad mikshel to the Jew, we're not allowed to sell it to the goy, even though we deduct from the price. V'chim kozav shilshim shiva, but nu esei b'sifor, v'chim u be'agud, u'mnegiyei sepirikol, v'chim posak, חינקוס ורן ציפר כל עצלומי, חינקוס ופרק בסר ואיזורם, שמרייבת ואיסקים, חינקוס ורייבת באסוגס, פרק לזיין, מלכס בחוץ אסורס, לזיין, וחמיס לשום, כוס אב, וגם הרמב״ם סייבר כן, הוא דלוי כבר נגדייז, שכוס אב שום דבורים מרובובים בליטה. מי הוא מה שכוס אב הרייבת? מי הוא מה שכוס אב הרייבת? Basogeshon, do adin di takont di kakamte di rableze, da hayne yilich hanoyel yam amelech mihane bichol yisurim hu kidas rajma. So the shach is masking with that chit. In other words, that by all yisur hanoye, you are allowed to sell the whole tarubes to a goy as long as you deduct the price of that single item. Because then you don't have an anoy. I mean, you can ask a kashe, but aloha is something that's anoy, so you're not allowed to give it to a goy, even if you don't get any price for it. So the answer is, when you give away, let's say, something that's anoy to a goy, and you don't ask any money, so then the goy feels indebted to you. So the mele, that in itself is anoy, because you get the goodwill. You get the goodwill of the goy. So an account of the thing that is also anoy. So that in itself is anoy. Masha'in came when you have tarubes of 1,001 items. And one single item out of the 1,001 happens to be Osama Noye, and then you charge the goy instead of $1,001, you charge him $1,000. So then you don't get the goodwill of the goy. He will not feel indebted. Why should he feel indebted? After all, it's usual. But when you sell in bulk, so then you charge a lower price. So here, if you just give him such a low discount, I mean that you deduct just the price of one item, so mele, he is not makatei with you. The goy is not makatei with you. So mele, there is no anger. All right. Then he says that the Raivet mentions another Hiddush. He says the Ohadin, because Rebbe Lozer, the Tanya, says Rigabi Avinizore, that where it is, let's say it was Nisariv, so then he should throw away to the Yamamelech. So mele he doesn't have anoye because he's losing it. The erech anoye liyam amelech. So the Raivet Shita is mihanu b'chol yisuri. Hu kidas ha-rashbam. She yivyu ha-teis v'zviran shom. Avolim kidas ha-teis v'apis kan al shom. El v'svirlei. It's not words. So according to the Raivet, so there is another reason. If in all yisur anoye, so suppose one item of Iser Banoye was Nisarev with 1,000 items of Heter. So then, so if, let's say, one item is worth $1, so you take $1 and you throw it in the Yam HaMelech. So maybe you're not nene from that item. So Tishach says, no, that is not so. This halacha is mentioned by Rebbe Lezer in connection with Avodah Zarah. So, by Avodah Zarah, there is a halacha that Avodah Zarah is stiff's domain. So, mele, if it is mele chanoel yam amelech, if he throws away yam amelech, so that dollar that he throws away in the yam amelech, so becomes affected with the iser of Avodah Zarah because it's stiff's domain. Davke avolin kim daasat is la post van alcho. Else you davke avolin is chomish divis domain sagopini lach tre yam amelech. So the Levush applies it to Yisachomets also. So in other words, if let's say Pas was Nefo, Bigach Lechomets. Now the Pas is not Chomets, the Pas. So, but it was nefo b'gach l'chomeit. So, mele, in order to have anoye from the past, so he'll indirectly have anoye from the chomeit, from the gach l'chomeit, because the chomeit served as fuel that resulted in the baking of the past. So, who says there's an eight? Let's say, if the gach l'chomeit was worth $1, the fuel, the chomeit that he used as fuel for baking the pass, so it was worth $1, let him throw, take him $1 and throw it into the sea, into the river. So the mele, he doesn't gain anything when he eats that pass. So in other words, so he applies the halacha of Yilech HaMoyel Yama Melech to all Yisur HaMoyel. So he says, no, it only applies to Avodah Zarah. The lesson, L'Kayim Lech HaMoyel, is a comment, verse 8, Domi, Vayim HaShikosav T'Berachayim, Rish Simen, Vayim HaShikosav, Pirachayim Rishim and Tokim Zayin, Ulikam and Simon from a bait and so on. Against the Perech, Pirsharashi Perech, Ubadu Mikimsi, the Him Pirsharosh Bichuvi, Vabatunure Kosa Vanisha Mighty, against him she will post on Rako and Fochemiad, Kim Pirshmizatim, Vomis Vokishon Go, Kosmini Apush, Vihovies, Dafki Dilis, Amutanis in Hushu, he had the three bottle, Stumis. So only Hovies Stumis, if it's sealed. Our psuche is a few shogai neser, is not a choshi. He's tailing the chip, kick of the taste of the avizor. Our bisvochi, kosvu, vishemu, yachmir, be a neser, lesser, a few of the hobbies psuches. We should be clear, I'm his home, we shall be so. ריקוס הפריצ'ו, וינאמי כפוי ביושרנו, יאינס אבל וסיכובי משמונידו בפיות חומי אומו, מן אחרת, ומיירה אפילו בחובי יש פסוחיס. So in other words, so vis-a-vis shoyisurim, very depends upon the vachoshuv, so only chovies tumis is considered a vachoshuv. But vis-a-vis yainesach nablizore, so even chovies psuches is not but. So there are two times. Why? Nablizore is an exception. So one time is that even the din that Avnis, by Avnizor, in Muchavnis Pesuches, and Avotl is also based upon the Choshev. But, vis-a-vis Shorisurim, so it has to possess a greater degree of Chavis. So in other words, so if it's sealed Chavis, so then it possesses a greater degree of Chavis. Masha'im, again, if it's open, so it possesses Chavis, but not so much Chavis. Masha'im, again, Gav Avnizor, even if it doesn't possess so much of Shibes. So it's still not bottle. The other time is no. The reason is why Babli Zori doesn't become bottle, so it's not, we don't have to resort to the principle of Dabar Choshev. But for a special reason, because since the Torah asserted even a mashuv Babli Zori, so the Torah asked if me mashu there is no shiurim, not ligabi as ligabi shori sorim where have a certain shiur, but abnizore even me mashu of abnizore is osea. So because of that, with the rabbonon, even if there is itaruves of a mashu, I feel even though so even the elef the one, so it's not even based upon shiur. Because of Yeruchim, even in Poland, Imudova Hosh, Kihovies via Hineser, Vinahovies Isabel, the Vimeno Hosh, Hobbes Tanum Sukhov, the Hobbes Timbro, the Hindiras was at Isim and Mizor, I would near it to his evil, it's of Lima Hobbes, Tano Ipsuch, the Hemu Habitis is Abizor. The Kikorish of Abayis, Lafuki Nachti, it's not Hosh of the Shiv, Kay. Poshul b'shas u'posim, b'tzorach lima, d'ya ha'yna davke b'zmano, avon b'kem ishi gam shal nachtim, chshuvim, pshita denim tim. So in other words, so b'zman ha'gmore, the nachtim in the bakers didn't try to make it so fancy. The kikor is the loaves of bread. So mainly it wasn't so choshev, b'ashem kem private balabos, so he tried to make it fancy, so he did it over choshev, but today, even the loaves of the Nachteini ma consider choshev. But the chayim aval gav lechsir mitchlas biyosov kishir anisko udruso. So then, because if it is osa mitchlas biyosov, so then it's not bottle on the basis of berg. But in the case where it's not osa mitchlas biyosov, like shir anisko, so on the basis of berg, it could have been. Doesn't have beetle because of Balachai. Kikach poshe b'shasim poshe. Alright. Afal kishe d'alkom in leisim. Le'ilom. V'yim kol d'al b'yim edil. B'shirum kim shinach shud. She d'alkom in leisim tomi. Afal dobo she leich. L'pom yukam ki beidit. Mi beitzim shol pom meich im sal. Mo le beitzim ki dise b'shas. Ish misach es beitze bot. V'chein posag. V'tiras chato. Svalm v'yim. V'kval tzamagim. So that word. So even the Rambo, so the Mechaber passes like the Rambo, who passes like Chachom, like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rameya. So even if it is something that is sold exclusively by number, is also bought. Mashiach King the Rambo, he passes like Rameya, but he passes like Rameya in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yechanan, not in accordance with the view of Rish Lakish. So only if it's always sold by number. But if it is just sometimes sold by number, so it is bottle. So is bottle. Possibly there is chatos. Umarshal bisaveta shalei kosav nagin on the chumrei kisiparat trumo. The dova shalei pomim kabeimet. Upomim bimini loy bottle. In other words, that we pass not only like Rav Meir, but he passed even like Rav Yish Lakish. V'chei pasik v'sifrei, v'heru v'zeh, v'chei kos v'ab ba'atoch naginom, v'chei kos v'isam v'heter, v'chei nik, so we have three shittes. One shitte is the psak of Mechaber, that we pass like Rav Akiva, that only Shiva Dvorim, Abba V'choshev. But Abba Shiva Nien is bottom. And then there is another shitte the Ramo, that passes like Rav Meir, but in accordance with the explanation of the shitte of Rav Meir. Then there is a shitte of the Mashal, that we pass like Rish Lakish. Because we have a shitte of the Mashal, and call Shmo Yidne, Shepinim Sokal Bigolenu, Lim Kersalmo, Lim Beitzim Beimen, Lim Minyel, is Pshitte the Beitzim in bottom. So, I mean, the Mashal's day, so it was always so, it was sold exclusively by Noam. All right. Vazlino Bisveikeli Kule, I Lachashemisavu, so then there is a knas. So when is the shayach to step like knas? If it is nishrat achashemisavu, mashem kein. If it's nishrat to kein shemisavu, so then it's not shayach to penalize it. Alright. Bishayge gaf lachashemisavu taruves, mishnis boyem sim kufal. Vidav kebra chaim ktani. Kozal abach ishlit meyadis sim kufal lev posak. So the shach will be saying here the same thing that the Taz says. Because of our Bach is not made in Kufal, it was a Rafutan against the Sons of Taylor, because she came as Bayer and Mitzamre, who can hear the Dvorah say Yisrim Zeze, who we cash in Mine. The course of it is Chatos, but on the ways, the other case of it is Bayer and Mitzamre, but line Daf, Kim Shukki Ravir, is Chabi. Aber we come looking in Portal, with Dam, Dov, Shep, Minyan, Kidil, Kam, and Kof, and Ways, the Chim Kosa Pesif, Kual, Daf, Kibla, Chaim, Ktani, Shlach, Shni, Shkato, but she was some Lala, Kichti, Ravir, is Chabi. Oy dav shemien, lo ze kosav kam vidav kol chaim tanim shemiruim lishabit. Ot shalayim al yichshive, vim kein lehav dav shemien. So ulil simen kufalev, lo kosav di botel el mitam chtichoy lishabit. Vize bo. So here we are discussing the yin of tichoy lishabit. Here we are discussing the yin of balachayim. So as far as balachayim, as yichshive of balachayim is concerned. So then, nishchatu. So it's not, it does not have the chshives of balachayim. Whether it's balachayim tanim or balachayim delim, then there is another question. If it is balachayim, if it's balachayim delim, so even nishchatu, so it has the chshives on the score of tichoyel ischavi. But we're not discussing that. The same thing that does. All right. Now, here, this is a very important shach. Now here the Shach mentions the Shita of the Ro, and he mentions his own Pshat in the Rashbo. So according to the Shach, so the Rashbo is not even chilek on the Ro's Chiddush or the Tamrinon Kavua L'Mafreya. The Rosh definitely says that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. In other words, according to the law. So let's say people bought in a market that has 10 stores, they bought meat, and for a long time every Jew thought that every single store in the market, all the 10 stores, sell only kosher. And people bought meat in those stores. Then a discovery was made that one store, let's say store number 6, has been selling trade. So the question, so the Rosh Shita is that we say Kavua L'Mafre. We do not say this, that even the meat that was bought before the discovery was made, so also. So history is mecht al mecht. Is of it. We don't apply the halacha of kol diporish. That's the Rosh. The Ran Shita is to the counter. Now, All the Poski, all the Nesikelim, all the Acheni, they say that the Rashbo is Chelik HaNor, but the Shach, while considering that the Ran is definitely Chelik HaNor, but he says the Rashbo is not Chelik HaNor. Now, this is the Ran. Now, the Ran is Masik, and that Rashbo that the two mentions, and that two is Masik, about Bakuri. Pais Revi Shah Beis. Now, Bais Revi, you should go over on the Teres HaBais. It's Bais Revi Shah Beis. It's Daf Lamed. This is the Rashbo that the two mentions. Ulfichoch, Mi Shalokach, Boso Kosher. It's page 59. Ulfichoch, Mi Shalokach, Boso Kosher, Menamakuli. Vafalichticho, Ruy Lishabi, Bobi Deorochi. והכי נמצא סטריפו במקולי, ולמידך תיכס הטריפו משורך תיכס, וישו מכתיכס הרויס להסחבית בהם בפני הולכי, ואם ידע מאיזו לא כך, אם מן הטריפס אין מן הקשירש, כל איסון שלא קחו מקבור מן המקולים, כלים שנדע שישו מטריפו מטוריס, לפי שלא ידע הוא יסע אל אחר שפירסו, אלו, וכשבו לאלו הסופים מפירס בולהם, וכל דיפורש מרו בפורש, והי נסיף את הפרייס הנקטון לבנים צורך אחרון. אבל עושה על האח המכאן, ליקח מן הקבוע במקורי. אבל עושה על האח המכאן, ליקח מן הקבוע במקורי, ואפילו לא ככה מפנינו הריזוס, וכנמוך הבאי בתשע ציבורי, של מעצה ואיך של חומץ, שמקמו לפסוחת, ומי הוא דווקא כשהוא ניסר בכתיך הזו שלא כך מן הקבוע בכתיך את החרס תיך את החרס של הידר אבל ניסר בו והחרס מסתבר לי שכולו מתורס so the this is the Rashi then Then he says, ומי הוא דווקא שהוא ניסאו בכתיך הזו שלא כאן לקבוע, בכתיך את החרש ליתר. אבל ניסאו בחרש מסתבר לי שכולו מתוריס. וכנימוך הבאה לפרק את הרובס הבא של המזורה שנופל למיו, וכי של המזורה שנופל לאיץ המורקסיס, שאף על פי שפיר שאנחנו מפנינו, נופל אחר ומתורת. וכפי התיר שכספת מלמיילו. ובין כך ובין כך, כתיך סטניס ודליס, שבדלי שנראו יש להסחבי לפני האורחים, מפני קוטלון ומפני קוטלון, בין כך ובין כך מתורס. האם היו שומרו ותר, ובלבד בחיין שאיתר מיובש ביובש ומיובש ביובש. So the two was massic, because the two שיטה is that if we צריך תיכו שאינו הוא לסחבית, it's still awesome. So the Bessiosef was massic on the two. So this is the Rashi. So here we have the Asogi of the Benech Abayis of the Rosh. So he says, Oid nire, mi divrei achochom, the Roy is on page 58 here, in Bais Revi Shabbos, Oid nire, mi divrei achochom, in So the Rosh says, according to what the Rashba wrote in Tiras Abayis, Hoadin, im hoyu bir ze esach hanuis, murzok islonu kulum miposar shruto, vilokach machas men, ven yedea izi, vahakein izborelo, sheach unachnu yeseinu bosa mevelo, harei ma shelokach muter, shebisho shenu vasofik, kvor pir shezu, vyazlinum bosa rube, atkan, vahagaf chur feomro vilese, וכדי מים לסבור שפיר מהשגח עשו ולידם מכלל. דילו בנים צודה זמינו בשרו בהסופק שלו ילד לא נרשו זו, על חתיך זו עם היסח, החנוי הספורים שאין בהם סופק, והסופק שלו היא על שור זו, ולא ילשה ספריסו סום לחנוי הס, אבל בוסו שניקח מהחנוי הס, בידון כולם בחזק הסתר, כי שנסבור יושחס מהחנוי הס עשו, אין תירס הסופק הזה על שור זו, שאין תירס הסופק מצד עצמו, אלא מצד בחיר הסך חנויס, שנסבור רחשות, שאיכון מן עשורו, ומתאיך כך, נילד בו סופיק על איזה שור, שהוא פירשו בידי הליקח מהם. אם כן סופיק זה, אין מחודש, אלא גילו מילצה בעל מהו, שתחילו הויונה לה ממנו, שאויסי סופר, שכולו מתורס, וכשנסבור לשייך עוד עושה, יגלו עם מילצה למפריע, שבשעז מקחתי חזו, כשפירשו מהם, באיזה שור, הויו סופיק שלו, וזה בורו. So the Ro is saying here in so many words that there is such a thing as kovua lemafreya, that kovua has retroactive effect. In other words, if, let's say, for many, many months, people kept on buying in the market that allegedly all the 10 stores were selling kosher, and then a discovery was made that one of the stores was selling treif all the time. But the discovery was made only today. And the discovery was made as to the identity of that store that has always been selling trade. So the Ro says, so all those that bought the meat before the discovery was made, so is had the din of Mechtal Mechtal. It's his fake the rise. Because here, and we don't say, so he said that the Rashba, From the Rashba, it's mashma that we do not take of well mafreya. So he's masik on the Rashba. But anyway, the Ro says that we do say kavuah lemafreya. So the Ro assumed that according to the Rashba we don't say kavuah lemafreya, and the Ro said we do say kavuah lemafreya. Then the Mishmeres Abayi is the Rashba. So he rebutted the asogi of the Ro. Omar HaKesei, hu chalei, vihu mifashi. So in other words, first he says, the Berech HaBayis had a dream, he misunderstood what he said, and then he tried to interpret the dream. He had a dream as to what the Tiras HaBayis said, and then the Ro interpreted the dream that he had about the shita of the Tiras Abayis. Shamechaber loyal chanus echod mecheres posel neveila biyudua umro. The aval pi shezel yoda sheishkan chanus mecheres posel neveila kimi shalokach mishom minakavua lokach. Vamechaber loykosafkein elu bishenim tzoshom sofik treife o yafilu vada treife leacha shalokach shezel noad lonu bimakulin. עד לאחר שקונו זה, וכל מה שלא כך מתחילו, ולאחר שפירש, נילד לנו הסופיק הזה, אם לא כך נטריף ונקשירו, מותר, דיזה כנמצסו, דימיישת מתשע חנויס, דיוודאי מי שלא כך נקבוע לא כך, אלו שלא נילד לנו הסופיק בין קבוע, אלו בפירש, ומשום כך מותר, ואף על פי שיודענו בבירו שלא קחו, מי שלא קחו נקבוע, שאין בו סמים כביר ומקולי, וכן, Pirush Rabbi Sina Tzopatim, you see. So that the Shach explains that the Rashba in the following way, in other words, the Doro understood the Rajbo. The Rajbo had the two sides. So the Doro understood it, the Doro applied the Shittes HaRajbo in Teras HaBayis to the case where there was a Taruves of Chanuyis. So the Rajbo and the Rajbo says in Teras HaBayis, this is how the Doro understood the Rajbo in Teras HaBayis. That when the Rajbo says, Ulifichoch, Mishalo Karkos, or Koshom Namakun, so the Rajbo was referring to a case when you had, let's say, 10 stores in the Makul, in the slaughterhouse. And each one of the 10 stores in the slaughterhouse was Becheskas Kosher. Everyone thought that every store in the slaughterhouse is selling exclusively kosher. Then, after a certain time, a discovery was made that one store out of the 10 stores in the Makulin sells exclusively trade. But the discovery was made that there is a store X among the 10 stores in the Makulin, the slaughterhouse. There is a store X that sells trade for me. But discovery was not made as to the identity of store X. So at first, all the stores were Becheskas Kosher. But then, a discovery was made that there is a store X, one store, sells trade. But which store is it? Is it store number one, store number two, number three? No one knows. Even after the discovery, no one knows. So in other words, the discovery consists in finding out that there is a taruves of one trade store among 9 kosher stores. So this is how, now, this is how the Bach, the Prishe, answered the kashe of the Bes Yosef and the two. The Bes Yosef, the Rajbo says here that after the discovery is made, so then, mi kredidine, chticho shenu yoli ischavit, you can buy in the Makulin. So the two rest the kashi. After the discovery is made, why should one be allowed to buy yichtichosh in Ruyali Ischabit? In Ruyali Ischabit? It's kavua. So the Bes Yosef is masik on the two. What kind of a kashi is it? The Rajbo is very simple. Because it's Darubes here, so it's not kavua. It's not kavua. So the Or HaShulchan, so the Taz gives his pshat, the Or HaShulchan gives his pshat, whatever it is. So what is the teretz of the given by the petition, the Bach, and the kasher of the Bes Yosef against the Tur? That the Rajbo, the Tur understood the Rajbo as referring not to a case of taruves of one chtiche among other chtiches, but of the taruves of one store among other stores. Among other stores. So Mimele, he says that, so in other words, what was found out at first, so it was Becheskas Kshiras. Everything was Becheskas Kshiras. Then a discovery was made that there is one store that sells exclusively trade, the veilers or trailers. But which store is it? No one knows. So because of that, so the Rajbo says that ichtichoshin royoli is chabit. So is muta. One can buy from that slaughterhouse a portion that is not really ischabit. So the tour is massive. How can one be allowed after the discovery is made that there is one store that sells trade? So no one should be allowed to buy any portion of meat, even if it is the nimayim, that is definitely ain't really ischabit if the orchim. Why? Because it's kavua. Why is it? So the Bes Yosef asks, why is it kavua? It's taruves. The answer is no. Taruves of chnuyes is not taruves. Taruves of tiches is taruves. Taruves of chnuyes is not taruves. And we explained it. What does it mean? What difference does it make? Whether it's one chtiche that is nisariv or 1,000 chtiches are nisariv. No, that doesn't make any difference. You see, if it is taruves of chtiches, so then a reasonable person, an intelligent person, is not in a position to identify the neveile from the non-neveile. If it's a taruves of chtiches on the same table. But if you have separate rooms, separate chanuyes, separate rooms and separate things altogether. So there is no reason as to why we should be mixed up. So something is wrong with us, that we are mixed up. And it can easily be determined. So the mele, it's considered since a reasonable person should be in a position to be makir, the isa from the heter. But we are not reasonable. We are just very neglectful. So the mele, it's considered like nikam and keme. If it's nikam and keme, it's not arubes, there is no bitul, it's kavua. So this is the shite of the two. And what is the Rashba shite? The Rashba shite is, since we are mixed up, even though we are mixed up as to one chanus among other chanuyes, so it's still considered arubes. This is how the Prishe, the Bach, explained the Tur, that the Tur understood the Rashba as referring to a case where all the chanuyes in the slaughterhouse for a long time were becheskas kshereis, and then a discovery was made that one stone in the slaughterhouse is clean. But even now, after the discovery is made, we don't know the identity of store X. We only know there is such a store. So the Rashba says that even after the Tur understood the Rashba to say that even after the discovery is made, so then you are allowed to buy from that slaughterhouse but because there is bitul, so the Tur is masik. No, since now we know there is a taruves of a whole store, so that's considered, there is no reason as to why there should be a taruves of one store among other stores. In other words, we are not reasonable. We are just, we don't know what goes on. So maybe it's considered like nikam and keme. It's nikam and keme, but we are crazy. So mimele, there is no bitul. There is no bitul, so mimele, it's us. There's the Toshi. Now, so the Shach assumes that the Ro understood the Tiras Abayis to refer to this kind of a case, where the Bosor in the Makulin, in the slaughterhouse, in all the stores in the slaughterhouse, were Becheskas Shireis, and then it was discovered that one store, store X, is revealed. But we don't know which store is store X. We don't know which store is store X. So mimele, the raw is masik. Why is it? So in other words, so according to that pshat in the raw, so the raw is definitely saying that where a taruves of chanuyes is considered not a woman, is considered a woman. Because that is something that should readily be identified. I mean, and if we don't identify, so something is the matter with us. So as long as the average reasonable person should be capable of being makir the chanus or yisa from the chanuyes aheter, so it's considered as if everybody would be makir. Even though b'mtzias, no one is makir. No one is makir. But the average reasonable person should be capable of being makir. So it's considered like nikam u'keme, so it's kavua. So there is no bitul. So there is no. Why does the Rashba say that after the discovery was made, that after the discovery is made, so one is not allowed to buy in the store a portion that is really schabed, but the portion that is in the really schabed, he's allowed to buy. He should be masit. Who makes that asogi? The two makes that asogi. But in Achanami, so the Shach says, the Ro is making that asogi too. But he just omitted being masik on that point. He spends his time in being masik on the other point. Because the Rashba says, in the case where all the bosom was Huzak Bikashis, and then it was discovered that one store X is selling Nevele. So the Rashba says that all the meat that was bought until the discovery was made is mut, even if it was echtichor in ischab. And from now on, we are not allowed to buy echtichor in ischab. But echtichor shein ruy l'ischab, echtichor shein ruy l'ischab, we are allowed to buy. So in the Chaname, the Ro is masik on that. But the Ro has no reason to be masik on that point because he goes further. And he says that we say kavua lemafreya. So that means that not only you're not allowed to buy any piece of meat, now, after the discovery is made, whether it's echticho royal ischabeit, or echticho shenya royal ischabeit, but all the meat that was bought already, whether it's tichor ruil ischabeit or nimaim, ein ruil ischabeit, as long as it was not eaten yet, we are not allowed to eat it. Because we say kavul mafreya. So memele, he doesn't have, why should he be masik? And the second point, the two, you see, agrees. The two, so the shach said as follows. The two, in other words, the Ro is saying two things, two big chidushim. Number one big chiddush that the Ro is saying is, according to the Shach, that itaruves of chnuyeis is not aruves, because that's identifiable by the average reasonable person. So the fact that the people are not acting intelligently and reasonably, and they don't know how to identify one from the other, has no significance. So mimele, so that's one chiddush that the Ro mentions, that it aruves of chnuyes is not aruves. It aruves of chnuyes is kavua, and there is no bid. Only aruves of chtiches, there is bid. Not aruves of chnuyes. That's number one. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two of the Ro is that we say kavua l'mafreya. So mainly in the case where all the bosor was considered b'cheskas kashres in the makuli, and then it was found out that there is a store X in the slaughterhouse that is selling treifes neveles, so then we say kavua l'mafreya. So needless to mention that from now on one is not allowed to buy a piece of meat, if mechter shel ischabit. But even the meat that was bought before this cover was made is also osir. Even a piece of meat that is in the real ischabit. So it doesn't have any reason to be masik on the second point. Masheink in the Tur, the Shach says, the Tur, he holds, I mean, so the Tur holds that we do not say kavua l'mafreya. So Meile, he has no reason to be masik on the din mentioned by the Rashba, that all the bosor that was bought from the slaughterhouse before the discovery was made, so is muter. He has nothing against that, but he's masik the other din of the Rashba, that even after the discovery is made, so the Rashba says that you can buy echticho shenirui l'ischabeit, so on that is masik. Now this is how the Rashba explains the Ro. That the Ro assumed that the Rashba in Teres Abayi said reference to a case where all the bosor in the slaughterhouse was considered to be b'cheskas kashres, and then the discovery was made that store X is sells nevele. So the Ro was masik And Rajbo, in such a case, so not only one is not allowed from now on to buy a single piece of meat, even if it's with his rabbi, but even all the meat that was bought before the discovery was made should be also vachil, even mechtira shel ilus rabbi. This is what the Rosh says, according to the Shach's explanation. Then comes the Rashbo in Mishneres Habayis, and he says, Omar HaKesev, V'hu Chaleim, V'hu Mifashir, Sh'amechabe Yoloi Al-Chanus Echot, Mecheres Bosonveilo B'yedua Ombo, the Afal Pishe Zelu Yoda, Sh'yish Kan Chanus Mecheres Bosonveilo, Kibu Shalokach Mishom, Minakavua Lokach, V'amechabe Likosafke, Elo B'shenim Tzoshom Sofik Treve, O Yafilu Vadai Treve, Le'acha Shalokach, שזה לא נועל לנו במקולים עד לאחר שקונו זה וכל מה שלא כך מתחילו או לאחר שפירש נראה לנו הסופי כזה אם לא כך נטרם או נקשירו יזמותר וזה כנמצאו דמי שני מתשע חנויס דוודאי משלא כך נקבוע לא כך אלו שלא נועל לנו הסופי בעיני בקבוע אלו בפירש ומשום כך מותר ואף הפי שיודינו בפירו שלא קום משלא קום נקבוע So the Shach is saying that the Rashbo Mishneres Habayis is saying that the whole misunderstood him, that he had reference to an altogether different case, and that in regard to the question as to whether we say kavua lemafreya or not, so the Rashbo agrees with the law. We say kavua lemafreya, but he says that I wasn't discussing that question of Kavua Mafreya in Teres Habayis. I was discussing another question I wasn't even discussing the question of Itab, where a discovery was made, where there was a Taruves of Chnuyis. I wasn't discussing that. And then the Shach says, according to the Rashbo himself, so Taruves in Chanuyes has the same deen as Taruves in Tiches. Just as we say in Gabi, Taruves in Tiches chad bitrei botel, so we also say, Ligabi Taruves of Chanuyes chad bitrei botel. The same thing. But I was discussing the Rashba says in Mishneres Habayis, in the Teres Habayis, I was discussing a case where all the meat in the Makulin, in all the stores, was becheskes kashas, and then someone found, let's say, that nikaf hamech in one of the shearim of that slaughterhouse, that nikaf hamech. So we know there is one treif. So in other words, so even after the discovery was made, we only know there is itaruves of chtiches. So in Mele, I said that every piece of meat that was bought until a treife was discovered, so then is mutabachil, even a piece of meat that is royal is chavit, because when it was pireish, there was no kavua as yet. So Mele, every piece of meat that was bought, why? All the meat in the slaughterhouse was becheskes kashres, so is mutabachile. But from now on, so a piece of meat that is really schabed, you're not allowed to buy, because it's no machoshuv, and there is darubes, because the portions of that axe, that is a treife, axe X, is miurev with the portions of all the other oxen, all the other bulls in the slaughterhouse. So mimele, you're not allowed to, from now on, you're not allowed to buy a chtiche horil ischabi. But a chtiche shen horil ischabi, let's say, limai, you're allowed to buy, because chad bitrei bod. Chad bitrei bod. And then the tour is masik, so we have to say, why is the tour masik? So the Shah doesn't discuss that, but we can say that according to the Shah, the tour sasoge is I mean, we have to explain the Torah in accordance with the Pshat Dor Hashanah. Pshat Dor Hashanah. So this is how the Shach explains the Teres Abayis and the Bedek Abayis and the Mishmeres Abayis. So in final analysis, according to the Shach, the Ro is saying, the Ro does not say that the Tarumis of Chnuyis is Kavua. That the Ro doesn't say. Anyway, on that question as to whether Taruves of Chnuyis has the same din as Taruves of Chtiches or not, or there is a distinction, so Rabbi Nishim Shemikunin in Sefer HaKrisus so discusses that. Rabbi Nishim Shemikunin. Now, and Rabbi Nishim Shemikunin discusses the Chale, and then he comes to the conclusion that there is no difference whether there's Taruves of Chtiches or Taruves of Chnuyis. It's Chabit Ribot. So the Shach says that Taruves of Chnuyes is the same din as Taruves of Chtiches. In regard to the question as to whether we say Kavua L'Mafreya, so the Ro definitely says we say Kavua L'Mafreya. And all the other Nisikeim say that the Rashbo is Chelik, and the Rashbo agrees with the Shittas Aran. But the Shach says no. The Rashbo is not chilik on the chiddush of the Ro that we say kavua l'mafreya, and the Rashbo agrees with the Ro that we say kavua l'mafreya. But this is not. But and he is just vindicating himself that he didn't say in Teres Abayis that we don't say kavua l'mafreya. On the contrary, we do say kavua l'mafreya. But he was discussing something else. He is discussing a case where all the bosa was becheskes kashres, and then a piece of treife was found out, was discovered. So it's still a taruves. So this is what he was discussing. But Einochname, in a case where we find out that one store is selling treife, and we find out the identity of the store, so then the Rashbo is made it to the Ro that we say kavua l'mafreya. This is the Rashbo's. This is the Rashbos, and who is chilik on the shite of kavua l'mafreya? That is, the Ram is chilik on the shite of kavua l'mafreya. But the Rashbo agrees, according to the Shach, the Rashbo agrees with the shite of the Ro that we see kavua l'mafreya. Now let's see. Sif Yudam, Teisha Hanuyos, Kosov Ro Pisiv Abedek Abayis, the Ro Adim Moyubi Resa Hanuyos. מוחזוק יסלונו כולון בבוס השחות ולוקח מאחס מהם ואין ידי המאיזי והכין יסבוי לו משאחס מחל ויסאים ובוס הנבאי בו דיוסר וידומו לפירש שאין תליס הסוף את מצד עצמו אלו מצד בריר הסחל ויש שנסבור רח שוב שאחס מהן אסורו ומתחכך נילד בסופי עלי סישו שאויו פירשו בידי הליקייח מהם אם כן, סופיק זה אין אין מחודש, אלו גילו מלצה בעלמאו, שתחילו סו, הוי סונלה ממנו, שיוסופו שכולו מתורס, וכשנסבורר שיעשורו, יגלו ימלצה למפריע, שבשעס מכך תחזו, כשפיר שמהם, ביססו, הוי סופיק שלו, וזה בור, עד כאן לשני. So, there is no מחלקס, הפוסקים, as to what the shitter of the Ro, The Shittas Ro is definitely, because that is spells out in so many words, that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. There is a machlekes between the Achrenim, what Pshat the Ro had in the Teres Abayis. But whatever Pshat the Ro had in the Teres Abayis, one thing is clear, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that according to the Ro, we say Kavua L'Mafreya. And according to the Ram, we don't say Kavua L'Mafreya. According to the Rashbo, so most poskim say, most Nisikeim Achim say that the Rashbo shite is like the Ram, and there is from the Rosh Nitzvash like that. The Shach says he explains the Rashbo in such a way that on the contrary, that the Rashbo agrees with the shite of the Ro that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. Now this question whether we say Kavua L'Mafreya is a very fundamental question. Involves a very fundamental question. It's not only that it has a bearing on Shilas you know, in tabubes, in the, where there is a mix up between nevelo kshero and nevelo and nevelo kshero. I mean, boso kosher and boso nevelo. It has a bearing on the shaila of adopted children. I mean, it has a bearing because suppose someone adopts a child from the agency and then he doesn't know whether the child is kosher or not kosher. Maybe he's a mamzer child. Now, so whether we can say he called the Polish merube Polish, or we cannot say he called the Polish merube Polish, because after all, it's kavua in the foundling institutions. So many times we know that they have psulim, children psulim. So it's some melee. But when do we find out after his pirish? Because you see these babies. So they stay in the foundling institutions, you know, for a few months, and then the agency turns it over to a couple for adoption. So Memele, according to the Ran, we don't say kavua l'mafreya. So Memele, by the time when the sofik arises, when the shaila comes up, so Memele it's already appearing, so we should say kavua polish, kavua polish. But according to the law, So we say kavua l'mafreya. So Memele, we cannot say kavua polish, kavua polish. I mean, it's a very fundamental question. So this is, so one thing is clear, that l'chol apoches, according to the law, we say kavua l'mafreya. כגן שמסרף טריפה בן הקשריס, בכתיך אורי המסחבי. הוא היה אפילו ודאי טריפה, ולמיד על הדח שלו כך, so in other words, this is how the Rajbo explains, you see, that whereas the law understood the Teras Abayis to refer to a case where all the bosor in all the stores in the slaughterhouse were becheskes kashkes, and then the discovery was made that store existence is available, and we don't know what X is, this is how the law understood the Rajbo. So the Rajbo vindicates himself and he says, no, he misunderstood, the law, he misunderstood me. I did not refer to such a case. I referred to a case where all the bosom in the Makulim was Becheskas Sheireis, and then Ichticho Trefo was discovered. We found the Nekev in the Meach, we found the Nekev in the Leiv, in the Reiv. And so that means that even after the discovery, what we have Tanuvas of Tiches. So Memele, the Rashba is mentioning the obvious deen, Tanuvas of Tiches, or Chabit Reboto, except vis-a-vis Echticho Ruil is Chabit. So we don't say Chabit Reboto. So this is what he's saying. So the Rashbo says, because when the Shach says that when the Rashbo says Mishmer Sabayis, who chalim v'hu mifashir, shamechaber lo yalchanu sechot mecheres bosom veila biyudua umro, the aval pishezel yoda shenish kan chanus mecheres bosom veila kim shalokach mishom min hakavua lokach v'amechaber lo yikol safke. In other words, the Mechaber did not have reference to such a case where a discovery was made that Chanusex is treif is nevele. Chanusex is treif is nevele. So the Mechaber did not have reference to such a case. And because if I did have reference to such a case, then I would say, like the law, but I didn't refer to such a case. I was referring to another case altogether. So in other words, in final analysis, so the Rashbi is saying, in case of a discovery being, in case of a discovery being made, that one chanus is straight, and the identity is established, So then the Rashba would be made that we say Kavura Mafreya. But he would not be made the other din of the Roh. You see, because the Roh understood the Rashba as referring to a case where for a long time all the Bosom Makulin was considered to be Becheskes Kashkes. And then a discovery was made that Chamusex is straight. And the identity of Chamusex was not established. So the Roh is saying in such a case, so number one, that a Taruves of Chamuyes is Kavua. Number two, we say in Mafreya too. But the Rashba, so in respect to Chiddush number one of the Roh, the Rashba rejects, according to the Shach's Shike. But in respect to Chiddush number two, that we say Kavua Mafreya, he doesn't reject. So according to the Rashba, if a discovery is made, not only that one Chamus sells trade, but the identity is established, that Chamus number six sells trade, so then all the bosor that was bought in that market, so then will be awesome, will be covered. This is the shite, this is the pshat of the Rashba in the Roh, this is the pshat of the Shach in the Roh and the Rashba. So he says, "Va'farashba b'mishmer sabayi shom meidle b'ze el shemchalik shom ubi advor shemitir sabayi shetikam amchaber b'sifei didavki kishenil atzofik treif v'makulim kin shemisorif treif v'binakshiris b'ichticho roi l'israbe oy afilu vada treif v'loy neida alad acha shalokach v'yisofik im hoyso avada treif v'makulim ze shalokach avol mikol mokim yudeyahu meize makulim lokach." Nimzo ein asofik mitzad treira sachanuyeis elo shein yedea im lokach minakshiro im natreifo vim kein kim shelokach keidem shenimtze satreifo lo yazlimo bosach haishayte elo bosach hashte david pirish meile vishore. So what does the Rashba say mishmer sabayis? I was referring to an altogether different case where all the bosor was becheskes kashres and then and one treife was discovered. So it's a plain taruves. V'cheinu da'as ha'rashb mishmeres ha'bayishon. Ayin shom v'deik abel aran. So in other words, but in the case where a discovery is made as to the identity of the chanus that is selling treife, so then the Rashb will be made to the Roh that all the meat that was bought in that market, in that slaughterhouse, is awesome. But who is chelik and says that we do not say kavua mafreya. Avol aran kosa b'firgida noshe akavua detes chanuyes v'zer lishenei v'kos v'arteis v'es v'ol mikre kavua v'kisho yohiseh neida keidem shalokach avol im loy neida o yiseh v'sho shalokach avol pi shal acha shalokach nizgar lo yiseh v'nase kavua lo yamrinu dele v'kavua mafreya. ואמורים דבר בקבול המפריע, ונפקים מיני למי שלא כך בוסם מהקולים, והכי נדע שהוא יסו טריפה ביניהם. And the identity of the store, of the treif store, is established. So even in such a case, according to the Rav, all the meat that was bought, and by people who do not know in which store they bought, but even though now we know that store number six is the treif store, but all the meat that was bought, prior to the discovery of the identity of the of store number six, so then, so all that meat is mutabachim. V'nasek kavul amrin na bekavul amafreya v'nafkimin mishalok haposam namakulin v'akil ina shu yisotrei v'bneyen v'shore t'chil v'shore shalok haklo kavua v'din kavua shikimach tzameach tzachil ishu v'tez v'ro shal ram v'eilu chaboy alam shaskivu shev'eileich k'leima mishanasek kavua avon amafreya loy. וכן לפי מה שפירשו הבך ואחרינים דברי הטור דסביר לי אם ידוע שיש טריפו בחנוס אחס ולא נדע באיזה מן ולא כך מאיך עומד וידוע מאיזה מן לא כך אבל היא קבוע כי ונדין תארו וסביך תיכס. Now, even though the prish and the bach, they both refer to the Bes Yosef's Hasoge and the Tum. The Bes Yosef is masik on the Tur. Why is the Tur masik on the Rashba? The Rashba is saying a very simple thing. So both the Prish and the Bach They both say that the two understood, applied the Rashba's din to a case where a taru, a discovery was made that there is a mix-up of chanuyos. Chanuyos. And the shita, and that's the reason as to why the, so in other words, so, and that's the reason as to why the Torah is saying that if mechticha sheyoru yidischabit, you're not allowed to buy in the makorin, because the two holds taruvis of chanuyos is kavua. So both the Prisha and the Bach say the same thing, the same pshat, but there is one fundamental difference between the Prisha's pshat, look it up in the Torah, so you'll see, there is one fundamental difference between the Prisha's pshat in the Torah and the Bach's pshat in the Torah. The Bach says that according to the Torah, taruvis of chanuyos is considered kavua midrais. According to the Prisha, midrais just as there is bittul by taruves of chtiches, so there is bittul by taruves of chnuyes as well. But with rabbonon, where did the prisha get that? The rabbonon, I mean, if it's the raisa, all right, so the raisa. If it's the rabbonon, so the gemara has to mention it. So he said, but with rabbonon, so the two holds that if the taruves consists not of the taruves of chtiches, but taruves of chnuyes, then it's considered kavua. Why with rabbanon? Where did he get it with rabbanon? The answer is, where did the Bach get it with the Raisa? After all, they all assume that the distinguishing feature of kavua consists in the fact that it's nikam game. But if we don't know which store sells the vele, so it's not nikam game. It's not nikam game. So the answer is, because Nikam and Kemei, according to the Torah, the Bach is saying, according to the Torah, Nikam and Kemei does not mean that it's actually Nikam. In other words, it means that it's Nikam to a reasonable man. It's not Nikam to a stupid person, but to a reasonable man, an average, intelligent person, it is Nikam. So if it can be Nikam, to an average person, an average reasonable person, so mainly that's considered nikam and kemei. So it's kavua. So if the mix-up consists of chtiches in the same, on the same table, in the same basket, so there is the most intelligent person might not know which is the nevela, which is the shtu. But if there is a mix-up between chtiches that are confined, chtiches of nevela that are confined within the limits of one building, and then with chtiches that are confined within the limits of another building, so that means a reasonable person would know, but they are not reasonable, that's all. They are absent-minded, they are not reasonable. So mimele it's considered becoming gaming. So the Bach holds that it's considered, according to the Torah, midraise, it's considered nikam kemi. The preacher says, no, midraise, nikam kemi means nikam kemi. Manish nikam kemi. Not that it should be nikam kemi to a reasonable person, but that bimtzias, it's nikam kemi. But if bimtzias, it's not nikam kemi, let it be because of absent-mindedness, let it be because of stupidity, whatever the reason is, as long as bimtzias, it's not Nikab in Kemei, so Midraise, the Prisha agrees, it's not considered Nikab in Kemei, it's Taruves. But we see that the Chachomim were Misaki, that in Dovah Choshev, something that is very big. So should have a din of Kavua, even though Midraise was not a din of Kavua. But Midrabbanon tells a din of Kavua. Why would the Chachomim Misaki, that in Dovah Choshev, Kikor Shabal Abayis, or Echmein Ebati. Why? Because they are very big. So in other words, so they are, with Rabbonon, they are considered Nikorim. Even though Bimtzias, they're not Nikorim. So Mele, if there is a Tarubis of Chnias, so every reasonable person should be in a position to identify one from the other, one Chalus from the other. But the reason as to why he's mixed up is because he's mixed up. he's unreasonably mixed up. So Mele, so also Midrabonon, so the same takone, that the Chachomim on Misakei, Tobachoshuv, it should be considered as Nikah, as Kavua. So also implied that where a whole Chanus is not Nikah, it should be considered Midrabonon as Nikah. Anyway, this is what he said. So v'chemik mashibirshu habach v'achem in divrei ha'tor v'svir le'im yodua sh'nishtreifo b'chamus achas v'l'neida be'izemeh v'lokach me'achas mehem v'yodua me'izmeh lokach havelei kovua kibim de'itarubes b'chtiches el kol chtiche imed l'fni atzmo v'atarubes u'b'chamus im kochmucha v'svir le'atur ki'ara d'o kosav alzeh v'chem kosav adeni o v'yorosa v'chol ma shalom chukedem sveike hakel muta ולאחר שנראה את הסוף היא הקלוסה אבל באמס לא ימש מכה בתשוב עד כאן לשינו so that's the so אבל באמס לא ימש מכה בתשוב בסורוש חלחוף סימן יוצאים דימאי רוסום so he says that according to the pshat of the Bach and the Prishe in the tour so then in the tour relies on the sheet of the Rosh, so that means that the Rosh too, that it's, so he says, so the whole Mashal, so that the Rosh too, that the Tur has reference to Itaruves of Chnuyes, not of Tiches. In other words, that the Shite of the Tur and the Rosh is, the Taruves of Chnuyes is Korua, is not Taruves. There is no middle. That's the shite. So he says, no. Avo bemes lo mashmakei b'tshuvas ha'rosh kla u'chof simen yudzayin. D'may rosom le'edye b'nisar v'achtichay zu b'sersu. In view of the fact that the two mentions the Rosh, and the Rosh and the tshuvas, it's mashma, deals with taruvas of chtichas, not the taruvas of chanuyas. So memele, the two here also deals with taruvas of chtichas, not with taruvas of Chanuyes. So what's the Pshat Nitur? So he doesn't say what's the Pshat Nitur. So we have to say the Pshat Nitur either is like the Pshat that the Taz gives, or like the Pshat that the Rosh Hashulchan gives in the Tur. There is a similarity. In other words, the Sarashovesh Shebohem between the Taz Pshat Nitur and the Rosh Hashulchan Pshat Nitur is that the Tur says that in view of the fact that one chatiche is nikah in kemei, so memele all the other chatiches are also awesome. But the Or HaShulchan explains that on the basis of the fact that as long as one portion of a certain behemei is nikam kemei, let's say we found a heart, a perforated heart, or a perforated lump. So in other words, so the heart of Behem X is nikam kemei. So all other organs of Behem X, Doruch HaShulchan says the two shittayis are considered kavua. And the Rashba says no. And this is the pshat given by the Doruch HaShulchan. And the pshat given by the Taz is that since many a person will try to buy a chticha or lischavit, and the answer to that person will be, you're not allowed to buy it. So memele, even when a person asks us a shaila, are we allowed to buy b'limayim chticha or lischavit, in order there shouldn't be a stire, so the same answer has to be given. But anyway, that's a lashovesh b'hem between the Taz pshat and the Tur, and the Rashut pshat and the Tur is that the Tur is not referring to itaruves of chnuyis, but is referring to itaruves of chtiches. So that means taruves of chtiches. So the Shach says that the Tur understood that the Rashba was with dealing with itaruves of chtiches. But the Shach is made that the Ro did not understand what the Rashba in Perek Haba in Teres Habayis was dealing with. So in other words, so the Shach is made that according to the law, the Rajah Interessa Bayes was dealing with the Taruves of Chnuyes. With Taruves of Chnuyes. And, but the Shach says the two understood that the whole misunderstood the situation of the Rashba in Teres Abayis, but the two did not misunderstand the situation. So he says, "Avavobem is the mashmakim which was a Rashba. Chov sinim zayin. The Maya was on the head in this hour. Chetichah zu b'zirzu. The Afal pain. Afal pisha yichetichah roid nischabed. Shom kishom akhokinim sveike. Mitaymet mitazgimon shemadikach nekavua. Me'achashiroz." היו כולם בחזקס היתר, ועוד לפתווי מפירש ממילא, אבל לא בסביק את החנוייס, וגם דברי עטור בחיר למשמקים, וגם הבסיוס הבבינום, דימייר בתערובס בכתיחס, וחיין כוסף, בדרישה ספיוטז בשם הבסיוס. Now, so this is the Shach's pshat. So the Shach's pshat in the Rashba is, that the Rashba agrees with the Ross principle that we say Kovar Mafraya. But all the other Nisikeli, they are chilek on the Rashba. On the Rashba, I mean on the Shach. And they say that the Rashba here is chilek on the Rosh Din of Kavua Mafreya. And that he holds that we do not say Kavua Mafreya. So how do they explain the Rashba Mishper Zabayis? Omar Akeisev, V'hu chaleim hu mipashir, Shamechabe aloi al chanu sechot, V'cheres boson veila b'yodua omro. The Afal Pishe Zelu Yoda, שיש כאן חנוס מחרס בוסון ואלה, כי מי שלא כך משום, מן הקבוע לא כך, והמחבר לא יקוס אף כי, אלו בשנמצא שום סופק טריפה, או יאפילו ודאי טריפה, לאחר שלא כך, שזה לא נולד לנו מקוי. So, as far as the משמרס הבייס, explanation of the case in Teres Abayis is concerned, so the Prichodor agrees with the Shach's Pshat in the Mishmer HaSabayis. What does the Shach say? That the Rashba in Mishmer HaSabayis says that he in Teres Abayis was referring not to a Taruvis of Chnuyes, but he was referring to a Taruvis of Chtiches. So the Prichodor agrees with the Shach's Pshat. That the Rashba in Mishmer HaSabayis is saying Vam Chavali Kosav Kein Elo Bishinim Tso Shom Sofik Treife O Yafiru Vada Treife Leacha Shalo Kach Sheze Elo Ilo Ina Elo Makulin Ad Leacha Shekono Ze that the Rashba in Mishmer HaSabayis is saying that in Teres Abayis he was referring to the case, to the simple case of Itaru Vesafatichas. He agrees with it. But whereas the Shach says that the Rashba Mishmer HaSabayis thought that the Ro understood the Rashba in Teres Abayis to refer to a discovery that was made, that there was a Taruves of Chnuyes, and that it was Masik. So the Prichodosh says that the Rashba Mishmer HaSabayis understood the role as assuming that the Rashba in Teres Abayis was referring to a case where the war in the Makulin, let's say, 10 stores, and 9 stores were selling Basar Shvut. One store was selling Nevela. And everybody, most people, so the average customer knew that the identity of the store in the slaughterhouse that sells Nevela. But there was only Keach, who was ignorant, he was not informed. And he thought that all the 10 stores in the slaughterhouse are selling Basar Shvut. But the rest of the people knew. Just he, Detli Keach didn't know. And he thought that when the Rashba says Ufichach, mi shalokach, so in other words, the Prichodosh says that the Rashba in Mishmer HaSabayis assumed that the Ro in Bedek HaBayis assumed that when the Rashba in Teres HaBayis said ופיכוך מי שלא כך, בוסו כושר מן המעקולים, ואפילו הכתיך הרוי לסחר בפני אורחים, ואחכי נמצא סטריבו מעקולים, ולמיד אכתיך זה טריבו בשור אכתיכס, דדרש בו אינטרס הבייס, had reference to the case where everybody knew of the identity of the store in the Makulim that was selling the veil. But this one Likeach was ignorant and he was not informed and he thought that all the 10 stores in the Makulim sell was a shoto. And he bought, then after he bought meat, this Likeach bought meat in one of the stores in the Makulim, he found out store number 10 sells the veil. But all the other people, so it was a novelty to him, it was a discovery to this customer. But all the others knew that before. So in other words, the Rashbo assumed that the Ro had assumed that the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis had reference to such a case. So what does the Rashbo say in Tiras Abayis? According to the understanding of the Ro in Berek Abayis, that in such a case, where everybody knows the identity of the store that sells Nivele in the Makuli, but one customer didn't know, and then that one customer himself found out, and he doesn't know in which store he bought it, that all the meat that he bought, so is muta. But of all the meat that he bought is muta. So the Ro is masik. I mean, how could the Ro make such a mistake? Such a mistake in the case of the Rashbo in Teres Abayis. So then, what the Rashbo says that from now on he is allowed to sell echticho sheinu in this chabit wouldn't make sense. I mean, so how could the Ro make such a mistake in the pshat in the Rashbo in Teres Abayis? That I don't know. But this is how the Prechodosh explains the Ro. In other words, not the explains the Mishmeres Abayis. He doesn't explain the Ro that way. In other words, the Prechodosh says that the Mishmeres Abayis thought that the Berek Abayis had assumed that when the Rashbo said in Teres Abayis ufichoch mishalokach boso kosher min ha-makulim v'avtiro yuli ischabed v'akimim tzotriv makulim, so all the meat that customer bought is muta ba'achile. So he says that he has reference to a case where everybody knew all the time the identity of the chanus that sells nevele, but this customer didn't know, and now this customer also found out, but this customer doesn't know whether he bought it in store number 10 or he bought it in store number 9 or store number 8. But now the customer knows only store number 10 sells the veil. So the Rashbo is saying in such a case all the meat that he bought and he doesn't know in which store is mutabachile. So the Ro was masik against him. After all, we think of well in Afreya. So the Rashbo says in Mishmeres Abayis. So the Rashbo says in Mishmeres Abayis, I didn't have reference to such a case. In such a case, it wouldn't involve the question of Kavua Mafreya. Then it would be Kavua Mamesh, because he's the only person who didn't know. And it's really, that pshat of the Prichodosh is really in line with the Roshan of the Rashbo Mishmeres Abayis. The Roshan of the Rashbo Mishmeres Abayis is as follows. Omar HaKeisi, Hu Chaleim Vuhu Mifashir, שהמחבא ילו אל חנוסכות מחרס בוסנבילה בידוע אומרו, ואף על פי שזה לא יודע, ושהמחבא ילו אל חנוסכות מחרס בוסנבילה בידוע אומרו. So in other words, the מחבא does not have reference to a case where one חנוס is knowingly, בידוע, sells בוסנבילה, as the Ro assumed. So that fits the פשט. That fits the pshat of the Prechodosh. It does not fit the pshat of the Shach. You see, so I'm chaveru el chanusechot mecheres bosan veila b'yidu amro. ואף על פי שזה לא יודע שיש כאן חנוס מחרס בוסון ואילו כאילו שלא כך משום מן הקבוע לא כך so according to the prechodosh pshat and that's the pshat of most achrenim in the Mishnah Zabayis so the Rashbo all that the Rashbo is saying in the case where a person where one where everybody I mean the most people know that which store sells kosher and which store sells the veil trade but one customer didn't know and then that one customer himself found out so in such a case the Rashba says that's real kavua that's not called the polish even vis-a-vis the customer we didn't know because he didn't know but everybody else knew So, in such a case, it's not kavua. So, in such a case, it is kavua. It's not called the Polish, because it is kavua. Even though that the shaila arose in connection, the shaila has relevance in connection with that customer, and that customer didn't know. So, that doesn't matter. So, in other words, so the Primigodim assumed that according to the Prechodosh Pshat in the Mishmeres Habayis, and that's the Pshat of most Achrenim in the Mishmeres Habayis, because if you go over the text of the Mishmeres Habayis, you'll see that this Pshat is in line with the Loshon of Mishmeres Habayis. Is in line with the Loshon of Mishmeres Habayis. The only difficulty with this Pshat of the Prechodosh and Mishmeres Habayis is how could the Mishmeres Habayis be cheshet? The Ro was cheshet, the Rashba in Teres Habayis, that in such a case, so one is allowed to buy, even after the discovery is made, he is allowed to buy Echtiche She'ein Horuyo Mishchad. Make sense? All right. So no one bothers with it because it's after all because the Rashba never said it. So only thing is the Rashba said that the Ro said that he said. So all right, so no one bothers with it. But this is it's mashma from the Loshon of the Mishmeres Habayis that the Rashba really thought that the Ro had understood the Teres Habayis as saying that in a case where everybody knows the identity of the 9 chanuis that sell kosher and the identity of the chanuis that sells nevela, but one customer didn't know and he bought in one of the stores and that one customer later found out the identity, but he doesn't know in which store, that the Rashba is saying that all the meat that customer bought is muta b'achile. So the Rashba is masik in such a case. It's certainly kavua, even though that customer didn't know. So in other words, so the Primigodi says that this Rashba is saying a chiddush, that if, let's say, there is one person who knew all the time that a certain store was selling grain. One person knew all the time, but nobody else knew. Nobody else knew. Let's say he is a fraudulent person and he was selling treife and vele all the time as kosher. And he knew of his own mice and tailing. But no one else knew. No one else knew. So then we discover that it was selling treife and vele all the time. But no one else knew except one person. So Mele, without recourse to the shaila of I'm going to kavul l'mafreya because most sheinim achilik on the Ro. You see, so the Ro is a yochid according to most poskim. The Ro is a yochid in saying that we say kavul l'mafreya. So that means.